Let's get down to business, taking a look at Wall Street. Buckle up. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 602 to finish at 25,387. S&P 500 down 54 at 2,726. NASDAQ Composite down 206 at 7,200. Russell 2000, small and mid-caps, down 30 at 1,518. Bond market was closed today. The last numbers on the 10-year note, 3.19%. Oil down $1.17 at $59.02 per barrel, and gold down $9.50 at $1,200.90 per ounce. Dow Industrials closed near the lows of the session. It was just ugly all around. Apple sank about 5% after the facial recognition supplier Lumentum cut its outlook, prompting worries of slowing demand for the iPhone. The other FANG stocks have not been performing well. Facebook, Amazon, Alphabet, Netflix, all are in correction territory, defined of a drop of at least 10% from a recent peak. Netflix and Facebook shares have shed about a third of their values since hitting 52-week highs. Goldman and Apple shares were down by at least 5% today, and a $1 move in any one of the Dow 30 components equates to almost a 7-point swing in the Dow. Goldman Sachs hit a 2-year low today, down over 6%. U.S. prosecutors allege that Goldman bankers were involved in a bribery and kickback scheme led by a Malaysian financier to land Goldman $6 billion in deals to underwrite bonds for the fund known as One Malaysia Development Berhad, or 1MDB. 1MDB was a sovereign wealth fund that devolved into corruption, money laundering, bribes, and kickbacks. And the former Prime Minister of Malaysia, Najib Razak, was arrested for corruption. Today, CNBC reported that in 2009, then Goldman CEO Lloyd Blankfein attended an introductory meeting with Razak. Goldman reaped over $600 million in fees from the bond underwriting work for 1MDB. The government of Malaysia now says it is looking for a full refund of the fees it paid to Goldman for those bond deals. An analyst with J.P. Morgan has lowered his price target for GE from $10 to $6, which caused shares to drop by over 6% today. GE shares closed at $7.99. It's the lowest level since March of 2009. Just quite couldn't get above $8 at the close. GE's chairman and CEO, Larry Culp, says he feels the urgency to reduce the company's leverage and will do so through asset sales. Culp emphasized that he will not rush the process of deleveraging, even as he feels the pressure to move quickly and decisively. Oil prices moved lower again today. It's the 11th consecutive session of declining oil prices. That tops a 10-day string of losses from back in 1984. This is now the longest stretch of losses in the oil futures market. During that time, oil prices have dropped more than 20%. November 11th is known as Veterans Day, of course, but in China, the date is better known as Singles Day. It's an invented holiday created by online retailer Alibaba to try to sell more goods. The 24-hour online shopping spree includes entertainment, multiple bands, acrobats, actors, and this year's headliner, Mariah Carey. And it works. The event is akin to Black Friday and Cyber Monday in the U.S., but it's 2.5 times bigger than both of those dates put together. Alibaba discounts a range of products across its online sales platforms. The sales covers obvious goods like smartphones, TVs, and other big-ticket consumer items, but also fashion, clothing, furniture, health products, and more. The less expected items that sell well include cleaning products, toilet paper, and daily perishables. There's also a strong demand for cars, among other things. This weekend, Alibaba rang up almost $31 billion in sales over 24 hours. Alibaba recorded $4.6 billion in sales in the first 10 minutes. All the while, a dominant 90% of sales came from mobile devices. Enterprise software giant SAP announcing today that it has agreed to acquire Qualtrics for $8 billion in cash, just before the survey and research software company was set to go public. The deal expected to be completed in the first half of 2019. Vista Equity Partners announcing a deal to buy Apptio for $1.9 billion. That represents about a 53% premium for stockholders. Vista paid $34 per share for Apptio, which is a Seattle-based company that helps companies manage and understand their cloud spending inside a hybrid IT environment. Meanwhile, the private equity firm Veritas Capital and the hedge fund Elliott Management reached an all-cash deal to purchase the U.S. healthcare software maker Athena Health for about $5.7 billion. That's a 12% premium to the share's closing price on Friday. And Kellogg, the cereal maker, says it's looking to sell off its cookies and fruit snacks businesses to focus more on its core products. The cookie brands include Keebler, Famous Amos, Mother's, and Murray brands, while the fruit snacks brands include the Stretch Island brand. Still no word on potential suitors. Following the embarrassing Dieselgate scandal, in which Volkswagen cheated emissions test, the European Union, the U.S., and German governments have put a lot of pressure on the automaker to right its wrong. Already, cities are banning diesel engines, putting manufacturing jobs at risk. Volkswagen has put significant effort into the EV space. VW hopes to launch its line of electric vehicles in 2020, and it will include a sedan with an estimated price around $23,000. That's $12,000 less than Tesla's Model 3. More than 5,600 active-duty troops are now in place along the border in Texas, Arizona, and California, and that number is expected to grow to more than 7,000, according to U.S. Northern Command, which is responsible for U.S. military activity in the continental U.S. The reservists were called up in response to a migrant caravan walking through Mexico and still well over a week away from the U.S. border. The first sighting of active-duty troops in Nogales came on November 6th. That was last week, Election Day. The reservist installed concertina razor wire along a fence in downtown Nogales, even though that community has fought previous attempts to install the razor wire. Many on the Arizona side worry razor wire sends the wrong message to Mexican shoppers who help fuel the local economy by buying shoes and clothes and electronics to take home. The role for both active duty troops and National Guard on the border is pretty limited. They cannot detain or arrest migrants. The military says the troops will support Customs and Border Protection and other parts of the Department of Homeland Security with planning, transportation, engineering, medical support, and logistics. Trump traveled to Paris on Friday to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the armistice that ended World War I By Sunday, he had departed, just in time to miss the inaugural Paris Peace Forum, a 3-day event promoting international cooperation and multilateralism. Trump attacked French President Emmanuel Macron on Twitter ahead of their meeting, and Macron used his World War I Armistice Day commemoration speech to denounce nationalism, with Trump looking on. Trump skipped a visit to a World War I battlefield because of bad weather. There was some rain. Trump sent other officials in his place, even though other countries' leaders were at the memorial. During Macron's address on Sunday, the official anniversary of the armistice that ended World War I, Macron sharply and forcibly denounced nationalism, calling it a betrayal of patriotism. He also warned that giving in to the fascination for withdrawal, isolationism, violence, and domination would be a grave error. Macron did not mention Trump by name, but it was a clear reprimand of Trump's preferred foreign policy approach. Well, almost a week after Election Day, 4 major statewide races in 3 states are still too close to call. Some are undergoing a recount. In Arizona, votes are still being counted in a Senate race that's looking increasingly favorable to Democrats. The latest numbers show Sinema leading McSally by more than 33,000 votes, a margin that might be too large to overcome. In Georgia's governor race, Democrat Stacey Adams is holding out hope for a recount or even a runoff. In Georgia, Kemp was in charge of administering the election while also running in it. And in Florida, 2 recounts are underway for the governor and for the Senate race, both of which Republicans narrowly lead. By Saturday, when counties were required to report their preliminary tallies, the races between Gillum and DeSantis for governor and Nelson and Scott for Senate were too close to call, margins that had shrunk over the week as ballots in the most populous southeast regions of the state were counted. Governor Scott, who is a candidate for the Senate, filed a lawsuit against Broward County. Scott is claiming, baselessly, that Democratic voter fraud is to blame for the razor-thin margins. Trump has been tweeting on the still-unfinished races he wants to call a winner in the Florida races, even though they haven't finished counting the votes. And he tweeted that in Arizona, the signatures don't match, although nobody seems to know exactly what proof might back that claim. Today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 602 to finish at 25,387. S&P 500 down 54 at 2,726. And the NASDAQ Composite down 206 at 7,200. Follow along at moneyradio.com and our daily blog, eatthebankers.com.